Chapter 6 After the Boycott. Now, Rosa and her family could sit in any seat on the buses in Montgomery. But this did not make their lives easier. Racists wanted to attack them. They called Rosa on the telephone. "You must leave Montgomery now," they said. Rosa and Raymond were frightened. It was also very hard for them to find new jobs in Montgomery. "What are we going to do?" Raymond asked his wife one day. "I think we have to leave Montgomery," she said. In 1957, Rosa, Raymond, and Rosa's mother moved to Detroit, Michigan, in the north of the USA. Rosa's brother, Sylvester, lived there with his family. Rosa hoped to have a better life in Detroit. But Detroit and Montgomery were not very different. African Americans in Detroit lived with segregation and racism. It was also difficult for Black people to find a good place to live. Good homes were expensive. And many white people did not want Black people to live in their buildings or on their streets. Rosa and her family moved to a part of Detroit called Virginia Park. But in the 1960s, many Black people had to leave their homes there because the city wanted to build a large road, nicer shops, and houses for richer people. This made Rosa sad. She remembered the words of Malcolm X, a famous activist. Rosa met him in 1963. He always told Black people to fight for their rights. These words helped Rosa to be strong. "I have to help the people of Virginia Park," she thought. In 1965, Rosa started working for John Conyers. Conyers wanted to be in the U.S. Congress. Congress could make and change the law. Rosa worked with Conyers, and he got into Congress. Rosa was now Conyers' secretary, and Conyers met Martin Luther King Jr. because of her. Now, Rosa could help the people of Detroit. Montgomery, Detroit. Rosa Parks and Malcolm X. Rosa was happy to be Conyers' secretary. The housing problems of African Americans were also important to him. She worked with Conyers to fight against discrimination in schools, housing, and jobs. Rosa fought very hard to protect the civil rights of African Americans. She went to many meetings at schools and hospitals, and she told Conyers about the problems of Black people in Detroit. She also spoke to him about the housing problems in Virginia Park. There were many protests against discrimination in this part of Detroit. There were fights with the police, and some people died. Rosa helped to plan meetings with many important people because she wanted to make Virginia Park a better place. Because of Rosa's hard work, the first Black shopping center opened in Virginia Park, and workers built many new buildings there. She was a very special person, Conyers said years later. There was only one, Rosa Parks. John Conyers, Rosa Parks, and Martin Luther King Jr.